Secretary of State Laurel Lee will begin the process to standardize the practice of offering ballots in Spanish in all of Florida's 67 counties. In a prepared statement, the governor said it's critical to remove language barriers from the right to vote. According to the governor's office, 46 counties have different rules for voters who speak other languages.
I suspect here in the coming days and weeks, hopefully we'll get a little bit more detail on what exactly it means.
David Stafford is election supervisor in Escambia County, one of the 32 named in a lawsuit along with Santa Rosa and Okaloosa in the more narrow issue of Spanish language assistance for voters of Puerto Rican descent. That litigation began before the 2018 election cycle.
And that's what resulted in us having to produce Spanish language sample ballots, establish a hotline and all kinds of other activities pursuant to an order from the court that came through the Secretary of State. Litigation was ongoing. Others may have been tipped off to this, but this came out of left field for me.
Meanwhile, a coalition of groups is asking Tallahassee Federal Judge Mark Walker for a preliminary injunction requiring Spanish language ballots and election materials for elections beginning August 1st in the 32 counties. Last September, Walker ordered sample ballots in Spanish, but not actual ballots and other help, saying there wasn't enough time before the November election. Stafford says expanding ballots for a second language is a huge investment in time, paper, and ink.
At least where it's in practice in other places, you don't have an English language and then a separate Spanish language ballot. It's all contained in a single ballot. And so you can imagine if everything's got to be repeated in another language, that takes up additional real estate. The only time we've, at least in my tenure, we've had a two-page ballot was back in 2012, and that's when they had the flurry of constitutional amendments.
The ballots are even larger in counties such as Miami-Dade and Broward, where they're printed in three languages, English, Spanish, and Haitian Creole. In Santa Rosa County, there are no formal records kept for the number of Spanish-speaking residents, but election supervisor Tappy Villane says people can voluntarily identify themselves as Hispanic when they go register to vote.
We do have a little over 3,000 registered voters who have identified themselves as Hispanic in Santa Rosa County. That doesn't necessarily mean that they speak Spanish.
If all 67 counties must begin providing official ballots in Spanish at some point, Villane says quite obviously the staging of an election will become even more expensive.
One thing that we will need to look at is, will the Spanish ballots be a standalone ballot, or will it be a ballot that will have Spanish in addition to English?
To help get ready, just in case, Santa Rosa and other counties are working with counties that already use bilingual and, as mentioned, trilingual ballots. Villane concurs that there was not enough time to produce official ballots for the 2018 vote.
I believe there's 13 counties that currently provide ballots in different languages. We reached out to those counties when we actually were tasked with doing the Spanish sample ballots. We have to send ballots to military and overseas voters 45 days prior to the elections. Those ballots had to go out by the end of September.
Escambia County's David Stafford says expanding a ballot to accommodate both Spanish and English would introduce what he calls another layer of complexity to the process. And he adds, for now, everyone is in wait-and-see mode.
I know that the state has made a filing to try to put the lawsuit on hold while this rulemaking takes place. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of additional activity and a lot of analysis on what exactly this means in the coming days and weeks. So at this point, it's still very new, and so we'll kind of roll with it.
Santa Rosa's Tappy Villane says on the bright side, the rules process gives county election offices plenty of input.
Supervisors, our association, I'm sure will be very active in this. It gives us a voice, you know, what we think will work, what we think won't work. So we will see how this moves forward.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.